Welcome to the Quest of Fishing Adventures podcast, Chapter 4. Welcome back to another Quest Fishing Adventures podcast. I hope that you're doing well, and if you've been fishing since my last podcast, let's hope you've put some absolute whackers on the bank. Well, as you can see by the title, I am back on Lily's Lake and I'm absolutely buzzing. It's a welcome change. I've actually pulled myself off the noisy lake. We always knew it was going to go that way. I've kind of said it before. The nights are drawing in now. Can't really get there after work. Well, I can get there after work, but it's just a bit of a mission. So we're back here on the noisy lake. It's Friday night. And I've come down here and I've come on the back side of the lake, which is opposite the roadside. There's me talking about that. Sorry, I was just thinking once. Thinking and looking out on the lake in the dark, I will say that. It hasn't gone to plan. There you go. I'm going to say that. It hasn't gone to plan today. The plan was, which is really bad, I'm going to admit this. I kind of had a swim in my head that I wanted to go in. When I got down here and pulled up, started talking to a gentleman. He was already loading stuff on his barrel, and I said if he had a look yet down this side of the lake, and he goes, "Oh yeah, I look, no one's down there." And then he said, "What's from here?" I was thinking of going in because he'd seen some fish around there, and it was the swim I wanted to go in. So lo and behold, the swim that I had fixated in my head that I wanted to go in, he'd actually seen some carp down there, and he's gone in there. So I've moved a good few swims down this side. There's no one else down here, as I said, which is quite nice. And we got that. There's an island to the left of me, which has a channel running through, and it's a lovely place to spot carp. It really is proper carpy, so I've gone in there, not fished this side of the island. I fished the other side of it a few times now, to the island, to the channel, with no joy yet. But, you know, this is Lily's Lake after all, and you can't expect to be catching every time. You know, it's just not many times, to be fair. I've only had one carp out there. But, yeah, it's not gone to plan. Because I don't know the swim. And it got dark quick. I was trying not to rush at the same time. I was trying to take my time. I did have a look to see what swims I could find, see if I could see any carp moving around, but I couldn't find any, and I was just so mindful of, like, the sun was, like, going down, you know, and I've still got three rods to put out. I've got to find spots and that. I didn't want to go, like, I fished the left-hand side of this island, let's say, already, and I didn't want to go in there. I didn't see anything in there. I just didn't want to go in there today. I wanted to go another swim. So I've got in this swim here, so right at the island, but at the same time, I haven't seen any carp move around here, but I know the carp do move around that island. So I'm kind of hoping at some point, you know, in my session here, they will move into the area. But the other thing is there's quite a lot of weed in this lake as well at the moment, a lot of floating weed. So I had a good cast around the island and I was hitting so many weed patches, really, really frustrating. And then I managed to find, like, a spot that was fairly clear to, like, towards the island, like, right to the left of me. So I kind of marked that out in my head. And then I thought to myself, right, I need to try and find at least another spot before it gets too dark, otherwise I won't be able to see what I'm doing at all. So I had a good cast around in front of me for a bit. Found, like, there's so much weed, so much weed there. But then I found a nice, like, clear, like, good like area, quite, and it donked down on the floor quite nice. So I put the marker rod out there, And then I started, I thought, right, I can fish three rods, but I'm going to make sure I get my two rods out. Because in the back of my head, I'm thinking I'm going to put a margin rod anyway, so I can do that in the dark. That's pretty easy, really, semi marginal. So I thought, right, let's get one of these rods out now. So I started setting the rod up, and then the guy that I spoke to at the gate, he came down and started talking to me. Really nice guy. I'm really not going to knock him in the slightest. He really was, you know, telling me some good stuff. But and it was, I was getting involved in it, and I was loving it, you know. And he said, you know, do you want to put your rods out? I said, no, I feel a bit of pressure and all about putting rods out in front of someone. And to be fair, like, I was enjoying talking to him, and I'm not knocking it in the slightest. Because at the end of the day, you know, it's good to talk to people, gain a bit of information. Obviously, I wasn't holding back. I was telling stuff as well, what I know, what I'm using, because he was smelling my boilies and stuff. I'm not secretive like that. I do a podcast for starters. But unfortunately, it got dark while he was talking to me, and then I couldn't, where I'd put my rod out in front of me, in my marker rod, I couldn't see the float at all and all that. It kind of wrote that one off a little bit. So it kind of felt like when I put my left-hand side rod out, I put it out on a noodle rig, DNA bug 80mm pop-up with a bag on. I put it out, and I cast it out, and I felt like I didn't hit the clip, because I did clip it up. I should have said that. I cast the rod out a couple of times beforehand, like my rod itself, just to make sure it was clear. I found it was clear still. After I'd done the marker rod, and I clipped that up, and I put the bag and the rig on, cast out it, and it just didn't feel right. I dragged it a little bit, and you should never do that, but I dragged it a little bit because it just didn't feel right, and I was right, it was in weed. So I reeled that one in really quick, got it in, and it had well as a weed over it, and I re-put it out again and hit the clip much better this time, put the rod there. Frustrating, because I wanted to flick some boilies out over the top, but I wanted to, like, it was hard to see. I don't know, it was hard to see, so I was just like flicking boilies out over the top of this rod in hope that I'm going to be hitting one. Let's be fair, it wasn't a million miles away. There's no harm in my opinion in putting scattered boilies around. We don't have to be precise every time. So I've got scattered boilies over the top of it, so good or bad, we'll find out. But anyway, moving on to the second hand rod, which is my middle rod. I just couldn't see the float at all. So I thought, well, I can't see the marker rod. So I reeled it in, basically, casted out my rod. Just, you know, because I knew roughly what direction it was in, don't get me wrong and all that. Reeled the marker rod in, put my other rod out, just a bare lead, hit the bottom. I thought, well, I brought it in, there was no weed on it, so that's fine. I didn't clip it up, because I kind of, you know, when you cast a lot, you get used to, like, you know, roughly, you know, what, you know, where it's going and stuff. So I basically put a rig on that, same again, they're both fixed lead on them ones as well, 4 ounce, noodle rig, DNA bug 80mm wafter bag, and literally just cast it out, got a donk on that, so I'm quite happy with it. And then I just flicked a few boilies, and same again, scattered around that area again, so that one's out there now. Right hand side rod, I had a good plop around with the marker rod as in the dark, which is fine. There was a bit of weed down there, but just trying to find a nice clear patch, because I just wanted to do, trying to pick off where I left off last time when I was on this lake where I was fishing and had my carp actually in the margins on sweet corn. So I just wanted to find a clearish patch out of the weed, which I managed to do. There was quite a lot of weed close into me, but going out a little bit further marginal, about rod lengths off the bank. I found like pretty much a nice like clear spot there, and there was tiny bits of gravel around there as well, because I was getting a bit of the rumble on the marker rod. So we bushwhackered that out, dropped out about a handful of sweet corn, got the good old blowback rig that I used and caught on last time, with a pop up bit of sweet corn and a normal bit of sweet corn, but it's tested already, it pops up nice. And I actually put a PVA bag on it, just in fear it might get snagged up, you know, when it's down there. So it should be fine anyway. Yeah, so that's gone out there as well, and that's marginal. So yeah, all three rods are out. But yeah, if I'm honest with you, I don't feel entirely happy. And you know, I suppose a lot of you could be saying, if you don't feel happy, why don't you redo it? I don't know. I just feel, I don't know. That's how I feel. So it's like 50-50 if I'm happy or not happy. But I'm just happy that I'm here. I'm happy that I'm back on Lily's Lake, learning and gaining some more information. It does question coming down in the dark on here without knowing your swim, so it's not probably the best to do, to be fair, when there's lots of weed. If it wasn't a lot of weed, it would be a lot easier, but trying to like find the holes in the weed and the hard spots is quite difficult. It takes longer as well, obviously. I'm rambling on a little bit now, sorry. So all three rods are out anyway. So I'll update you guys as it goes on. I won't be recasting tonight. I'm not too sure what time we're going home tomorrow. It could be late morning, early afternoon, but we will see. But I'll update you guys anyway. So fingers crossed we can fluke one. That's what I'm saying. Anyway, talk to you in the next segment. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's 10 past 11 and I've just put a fish back. I'm absolutely buzzing. It's not a carp though, but I'm still buzzing because I love catching all different types of fish. I've just caught a catfish. I'm buzzing, I'm not going to lie to you. As you guys know, I have come here to catch carp. I really have, but to catch catfish, I just love catching fish, guys. I love catching fish. Don't judge. I didn't even weigh it. It wasn't my biggest catfish. Obviously, I went catfishing last year and I caught my PB there, 28 pounds. So this probably was about 15 pounds. But all the same, it's great to get a run on the rod back on Lily's Lake again. Yes, I am buzzing. Oh my word. Yes, the picture will be going up on Instagram. Quest Fishing Adventures Podcast. Go and check it out. So it's the morning now, it is 9:15. Didn't catch anything in the night. In fact, I don't recall hearing any beeps at all. I've been up for quite a while now, to be fair. And I'd have had a couple of little bleeps on my left hand side rod and my middle rod. But I'm not sure if that's all the weed maybe pulling the line a little bit. It could be liners, not too sure. But nothing else to report at this present moment in time, which is annoying, because I'd like to say I had a carp, but to be honest with you, I had that cat last night and I'm still buzzing on the back of that. I'm not going to say no to a catfish. I'm not going to say no to it, definitely not. Definitely happy about that, but a nice big fat 30 pound carp would be better. Should I say? Anyway, I'm rambling again. I'll catch you in a bit. So that is the end. It's 29 minutes past 10. I'm all packed up, ready to go home. So definitely a little bit gutted that I didn't catch a carp. But we caught a cat, so I'm still buzzing about that. And I keep repeating myself in every segment now, but I'm still buzzing about that. Once again, I learned a lot. Never fished this swim before. So it needs a bit more. I need to spend more time in this swim, pretty much in any new swim you're going, to try and find more spots. Now, I know there's a nice gravel bar out in front of me. I didn't find it last night because I felt pressurised to try and find it in the dark, and it just all went wrong for me, if I'm honest with you. I must admit, when I was talking to Ben last night, I messaged him and he said, how confident you feel? And I said 70-30, 30% that I weren't going to catch. I just didn't feel completely happy, if I'm honest with you, at the end of it. I needed to spend more time. Maybe I should have just spent more time even though it was dark. Maybe I'm just making excuses for myself. I think maybe I possibly am. A lot of weed out in front of me, all over, which made it difficult. So I'm going to end this one here. A little bit sad, but happy at the same time. Whoa, this is really crossed emotional feelings going on here. Wow, but hey ho, that is it. So until the next one, it's great to be back on Lily's Lake. Absolutely buzzing about that. There's definitely some big carp in here that are ready to be had. So there's always another time. Anyway, guys, if you go fishing from now until my next podcast, I hope you put a few big ones on the bank. Take care and speak to you soon. Tight lines. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That'd be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.